Thanks, Lisa. I think with when we're talking about kind of bridging the gap in terms of participation, it's a different type of data and information. So we're not. I think we need to recognise we're no longer talking about an information flow from older people to enumerators to analysts to policymakers. We're talking about power and voice and attitudes, and it's inherently a much more kind of political space, and we need to recognise that. We have a sort of an approach to voice where we have five domains. The first one, the starting point, is that older people would be meaningfully engaged. I say it's the starting point because quite often that's seen as like the end goal, but actually everything you're doing before older people are meaningfully engaged doesn't count. Like, we need to use that as our starting point. But where we want to get to, our final stage, is older people being heard. And that's where we need to make sure that we're strengthening both accountability to older people and answerability. So we're shifting from potentially kind of consultative approaches, draft documents, feedback surveys, to more genuinely participatory approaches. So, you know, that might be characterized by things like working groups, citizens' assemblies. There's lots of social accountability tools out there and approaches as well. I won't go into all of the examples. But what's really important is to think of this, if we're genuinely committed to participatory approaches, is this is a kind of long-term process. We need to be supporting older people to understand and participate in political and policy processes, as well as building capacity of people in positions of power. I'm very excited to hear from the European Commission soon about how to listen and respond as well, and to strengthen those formal mechanisms for participation and, importantly, for accountability. And all of this means we need political commitment, we need leadership, we need financing, we need that long-term view, and we need to address the barriers, the big one being ageism, self-directed and not, and to reach a diverse group of older people as well, thinking about different age groups, that's been mentioned already, older people with disabilities, older women, and make sure that by reaching out to diverse groups of older people through diverse methods, we're not actually reinforcing sort of entrenched power dynamics, we're not sort of risking elite capture within processes, and we're really investing in this and committing to it as a kind of long-term commitment and approach.
Thank you very much. Also, just